Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Gimel, and we're going to talk about a Yaradeya topic, which comes up implicitly on Pei Gimel Aveis, and that's the topic of birya, or similar items called birya of whole items. Where does this come up? The Gemara here, as we know, is talking about the Tumah of Avodah Zarah, as we have at the beginning of Maseches Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'masa, according to the Mishnah, Metame Kenida. So the Gemara here discusses, is there a minimum shear for the Tumah of Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, Pei Gimel Mabez, Boi Revach Tavoi Barami, Avodah Zarah Pchusami Kezayis, Mahu. What if Avodah Zarah is less than a Kezayis, Mahu? Rashi, Pchusami Kezayis, Vihi Shlema. It's whole. So what's the halacha? Maskev Lor of Yosef, Lomai. So the Gemara says, Ilema Le'inyin Isura, if it's Le'inyin Isser, regarding Isser, Avodah Zarah less than the Shear, Lo Yehla Zvuv Bal Ekron. So then, what's the problem? Like the Zvuv, Bal Ekron, that was, according to some of Farshim, it was a tiny little fly of Avodah Zarah, and it was still Usser. Shekol Echad Ve'echad, Asa Demus Yir Aso, Manicha Beto Kiso. The Kivin Shezochra, they used to carry it in their pockets, they used to take it out and hug it and kiss it. So you see that Avodah Zarah is Asr, no matter what the shear is. Elin Yin Tumah, the question is regarding Tumah. My, Kivan to Iskish L'Sheretz, do we say, because Avodah Zarah is compared to Sheretz, so my Sheretz B'Ka'adasha, Af Avodah Zarah Nami B'Ka'adasha, just like Sheretz has a minimum shear for Tumah, the size of a lentil seed, so to Avodah Zarah, Odil Maha Iskish L'Meis, Ma Meis B'Kazayis, Avodah Zarah B'Kazayis, or maybe it should be Iskish L'Meis. Just like mace is kezayis, so to the minimum shear should be kezayis. Amar Avi, Vitamer, Amar Ula, Tashma, Avodah Zarah, Pchus b'kezayis, Ein batuma kol ikar. Ma mace b'kezayis, Af Avodah Zarah b'kezayis. V'rabbanan, and it goes through, continues. But again, something even smaller, as long as it's whole, might be significant if it has a kezayis, kebesa. But again, you see from the implicit question, the idea of something whole and small can still have significance. So this is the sugya of, again, not directly connected, but it's tangentially connected, the sugya birya. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Makos, Sandaf Yud Gimel, the beginning of the last parak, that one is chayiv, even for less than a kezayis, the machalos asuros, if it is a birya, like an entire ant. If somebody eats an ant, A-N-T, so then, one is chayiv, one gets malchus, right? Elu heina lokin is the list of malchus in the beginning of the last parak. So the Mishnah says, on the list is shkatzim, or amasim, nevelos, and trefos, and towards the end of the Mishnah, amar lahen Rabbi Shimon, iatem modim li, ba'ochan nemala kol shushu chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, don't you agree that eating an ant is chayiv? So doesn't that a tiny amount? Amrulo, mibnei shehi, kibir yasa. That's different. Don't tell me that you don't need a shear. That is a birya. That's a birya. Amar lohen, that's a whole item. Amar lohen, afchitachas, kibir yasa. So Rabbi Shimon answers back, even a whole piece of achita, right? One grain of wheat, that's tevel. Maybe that also could be a birya. That's machlokas tanoim, about what exactly is a birya. So what's the issue? What's the issue? What's the requirement of birya to be a birya? So two understandings in the Rishonim. If you look in Tosfos in Maseches Chulin, on Daf Tzadi Vav, if the Torah calls it by name, the Torah, what are examples of birya? Gid Hanoshe is a birya. A Namala is a birya. A non-kosher bird is a birya. Aver menachai is a birya. All of these are examples. So what's the common denominator between all of them? One grain of wheat, that's tevel, is not a birya, according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim. What's the difference if it's a whole item? Says Tosfos, because what did the Torah say? Did the Torah say, don't eat a grain? The Torah said, don't eat tevel. So tevel has a shear of it. It didn't say, don't eat the item. That's what it goes by. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, Chulin tzadivav v'maralav. V'yesh lomar dainu taima. Tahani t'chiyama rachmana lo sochal gid v'lo sochal of tame v'chein be'ever benachai ki'ilu pireish ben gadol ben katan. It says, don't eat this, and it doesn't matter of the shear. T'kulu mikri gid, because whether it's big or small is all called a gid. V'of u'vachi u'shleima, as long as they're whole. Avol nevela, a piece of nevela, the Torah doesn't say, don't eat this. Avol nevela chaticha nami mashma nevela. A piece is also called a nevela. Torah says, don't eat nevela. So, it doesn't have to be a whole item. V'chein tevel. D'yaviksev al tochal chita shal tevel az havichashe birya. If it would say, don't eat one grain, so then that would be called the birya. But here it doesn't. By the other items, by the birya cases, it says, don't eat this item. As long as the item is called that item, don't eat bird. Don't eat Sheretz, don't eat Gid, don't eat Aver, Menachai. So all of those have the status of Birya, because that's exactly what the Torah calls it. But if the Torah doesn't call it, the Torah just says Nevela, so Nevela could be a whole item, Nevela could be a half an item. So therefore, that's not a Birya. If you look in the Ran there in Chulin has three requirements. Lamed Vav Amad Aleph in the Dafei Harif. The Ran has three ingredients that go into what a Birya is. Vahavi Yodeya, Delo Mikri Birya El Begimel Tznoim, says the Ran. Ha'echad Shehe Isur Migufa. It has to be inherently usur. He's going to explain each one. Can't be have an external issur that was added onto it. Hasheni Shedei Birya's Neshama. It has to have been alive. Hashlishi Shedei Shleim. It has to be whole. So, Isur Migufa, Ketzad, what's the example of Isur Migufa from within? Kagon Kiran Asha. Kiran Asha is Asr from when it comes into existence. V'chayotze boshu, Asr mitchilas biryaso. Aval tzipur tahor. What about a kosher bird? A kosher bird that becomes an avela. So it wasn't Asr mitchilas biryaso. Shehi miteres, ava bichin is navla. It became an avela. Kivin shedavar acher garam la leasr la biryahu. That's not inherently usur, because if you would have done something to it, then it would be mutter to eat. So that shows that there's an external isur that is being placed on it. Hayna, the Rabbeinu Lekamon, achal tzipra Torah b'chayeh b'kolshu b'misasa, b'kizayis t'meya, bein b'chayeh b'misasa b'kolshu. V'hayna tam ad tzipra tahor, akivan shadover acher gorom lo leyasir, lo mikri birya, l'schay v'lei b'kolshu. Number one. Number two, t'nai sheni, t'haynu biryas b'riyas nishama, Kigon Sipar Inami Giranasha. Tavi Bichiusa, they were alive. Avalhecha Dala Biryas Neshamahu, but if it's not Biryas Neshama, Ava Bishu Kibriyaso, even if it's as it always was. Kigon Chita Vachayotzebo, it's a grain that's always been like this. La Biryahu, that's not a Birya. And that's basically what the Gemara seems to say Beferish. The Gemara there in Makos, when the Gemara quotes this idea of what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim Me'archita, the Gemara says, Biryas Neshama. That's what it sounds like the chiluk between them is. That's on Yud Zayin Amad Aleph. Lidi di afilo kemachnami, elo ditzchu odili miyas miyat chita achas kibriyaso, v'rabanan Biryas Neshama chashuva, chita lo chashuva. That's the Rabbanan's answer. So it sounds that way, and that's what the Ron picks up on. That's number two. So number one, it has to have Yisur Migufa. Number two, Briyas Hashama. Number three, it has to be whole. It has to be whole. Tanai Shlishi Shittehe Shlema. Ketzach Ilu Nisrasik Biman, if it was crushed. Aver Ein Torres Birya Aleha. It's not a Birya if it was crushed. As he quotes the Gemara, Makas Rasak Tishin Amalim Ve'echad Chai. If you crush nine ants and one is alive, Vishlima Lekazayas Logashesh, Afilo Ozo Aver Shinisrasik, Ein Hashem Tuliyabo, Hariz Mispateles, Kilu Ein Birya. Because it's kilu, it's not a birya. This Ran is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya Simin Kuf. That's the simin about birya. Birya, the hainu, could go nimala, o oftame, vigiranashe, vibranachai, ubeza shishba, fravacha yotziba. What's the halacha by birya? Two things. Number one, it's usur inherently. Meaning if I eat an ant, I'm chayiv, and I get malchus. Number one, it's usur. Number two, even though it's less than the shear. Number two, it's not batel. That aspect is durabanan. The first taz here in Simen Kuf says, "Chashivus de birya shalote b'teil lahimi durabanan tekivet ben haTorah yesh chashivus de lokin al achilasa, because it's so chashiv in its own right that you get malchus on its achila afilu ipachos mikizayis to ha stomach siv eitz alminim tameim losochal losom afilu ktanim al kein echmir rabanan b'tarov v'shalahem, because the Torah was machmir regarding they themselves, so therefore the rabbanan were machmir in terms of their taroves avol min haTorah b'teil kishar yisurim midaraisa it is batal kishar yisurim v'nafka mina linyan safek right safek this is safek drabanan ihavi birya olo. And he says all the items that are not batel. Chaticha ruilis kabe davar shememinyan davar sheish lamatirin. Avali vavivade birya o echad mehani shemis batel melas sheisur safik bazeh. I feel melas lo batel v'chulu, and he continues. But anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says ve'emo din birya ela imkenu davar sheish bochius lafugi chut chaticha achas shel. That loses its name if it is crushed. La fuke chelev. Continues, what exactly is the shear for Eber Menachai? Do you need all the gidim in the or Gidanasha? Fine. But that's the Ran, and that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, number one. So there is a Chakira in the Achronim, whether Birya is Chayiv even on less than a shear, or it's Ki'ilu you have the shear. So that's a difference. That might be a nafkamina in terms of how to understand the fact that it's not batel. It's chayiv even on less than the shear, or it's ki'ilu you have the shear. Rav Soloveitchik, if he's quoted here in the Shiuri Harav on Yoredeya topics, Shechita Malicha, Basa B'chalav and Tarovis, Rav Soloveitchik in Yoredeya and Simon Peivav discusses these items that are not batel. Dovah Sheish Lamatirin, something that's going to become mutter, like Chametz B'Pesach maybe, like Nolad on Yantif, the egg, that's what it's doing in the beginning of Meseches Beitza. So Davar Sheish L'Matirin is not Batel. We paskin afilu be'elef. Birya and Chatich Haril is Kabed. A choshev piece of meat. So the Rav Soloveitchik discusses this as Simon Peivav in the Sefer. And he quotes a difference in halacha. Difference in halacha. Meaning, in terms of the Tarovas. By Davar Sheish L'Matirin, so the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's Misariv Min B'mino, it's not Batel. But if it's Misariv Min B'she'eno Mito, it is Batel. Dover sheish l'matirin. If it's misarev, even in eno mino, it's batel b'shishim. But when it comes to birya and chatich haril is kabed, the Rama says there's no chilek. There's no chilek. Even a birya in a min b'she'eno mino, it's not batel. So what's the difference? Why by dover sheish l'matirin is it batel even? Is it batel b'she'eno mino? And by birya chatich haril is kabed, it's not. V'nira bazeh. There's a big difference between the two, says Rav Soloveitchik. The fact that a birya is not batel, even in a thousand, hainu mishum, the rabbanan gazru, the machmas chashivusan, hare ki'ilu, ha'iser nikar v'omid b'fnei atzmo. Because they're chashiv, Dover Sheish L'Matirin is not chashiv, it's just like, you might as well wait. According to Rashi in the beginning of Beitza. But when it comes to Birya or Chatich Haril is Kabed, what makes them different? That they're Chashiv. It's Ki'ilu, the Isser is Nikar V'Omi B'Fnei Atzmo, V'Einam Esarev Emen Hetzer Klal. It's Ki'ilu, there's no Taroves. So if Ki'ilu, there's no Taroves, then what difference does it make? Whether it's in Min B'Mino or Min B'She'eno Mino. Ki'ilu, there's no Taroves because it's so Chashiv. It's like you only see that as a separate Davar, and that's why it's not Batel. Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Lo batel? Why? Not because it's chashiv. Right? Machlokas Rashi Ran. Why isn't a Dover Sheish L'Matirin batel? So either Rashi says at the beginning of Beitza, so well, you might as well wait. Acha tachlenu b'isser, tachlenu b'heter. It's going to be mutter tomorrow anyway, so why rely on bittel? The Ran has a more lamdish, right? The Ran in Meseches Nedarim tells us that why isn't it batel? Because for bittel, you require a clash. An isser and a heter. Isser is batel b'heter. But, says the Ran, if two items could coexist with each other, they're so close to each other, then you don't say bittel. Why? He bases it on the machlokas, Tanoim, about dam on Yom Kippur. Why do one of the shitas of the Tanoim say, dam b'dam is not batel? Not batel, it's dam par and dam sayir. Why wouldn't it be batel? Because bittel requires a clash, two different items. If it's all dam, they could coexist with each other. They don't have to fight with each other in terms of defining the item. So too, the Ran borrows that content, context, and idea. We don't hold that way by the Dam issue in Yom Kippur. But he uses that to explain Dover Sheish L'Matirin not being Batel. Because Dover Sheish L'Matirin, it's Aser, but has a little bit of Heter in it. Right? Because it's going to be Mutter. So because of that definition of a little bit of Heter, that's why it's not Batel, the Heter. And therefore, it's Machlokas, Rashi and the Ran. But either way, it's not because it's Chashuv. It's not because it's chashuv. And therefore, what the Rabbanan did was that if it is in a min b'mino, that's where you might as well wait, or the Ran's svar applies. But if it's min b'she'eno mino, so then it is batel. Avol dover sheish l'matirin, continues now Rav Soloveitchik, shen is arev lo gazer Rabbanan, shelo chal shem taroves kol ikar. Ela, ta'avag avdevade chal shem taroves. It is a mixture, mikol makom l'mahani be'achros l'kula v'din bittel. No, it is a Taroves, we're just not Machria Lakula, for one of those two reasons, Rashi Ran. And therefore, and he says, V'dira, the Dover Zem is Tavra Ma'od, and this Chilik makes a lot of sense to describe it in this way. To call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun, whenever the Rabbanan made a Din Darabbanan, they paralleled it after some Din Daraisa. V'arayinim Atzinu, Dvarim Shidim is Batlam Klal, Afilim and Atar, we find on a Daraisa level, there are certain items that are not Batel. Kagon, B'nei Adam, people, are not batel. Why? Because people are so chashuv, it's not called a taroves. High time amishum de bnei adam him kolka chashuvin at sheena ma'abdim atzmiusam v'zehu sam agav dorim acherim umameila. Even though when they're mixed up b'mitzius, mikal makam harim nechshav ma'pidin ka'om de bnei atzma. V'nira shechumra derabanan de davar chashuv lo batil is a harchava of this din daraisa b'gav bnei adam. Shetignu rabanan shelo chal shem taroves el lo rak al gav bnei adam. Ela'af al shar dvarim ha-chashuvim. He quotes that from Rav Elchanan. In the Kovetz, quotes that also on the bottom there. Rav Elchanan says the same thing. But that's only by items that are chashuv. That's what it's paralleled after. But davar sheish matirin, it's a very different reason why it's not batel. Not because it's davar chashuv, and therefore, if it's min b'shein omino, we could say that it is batel. Again, that's some lundis of birya and davar sheish lo matirin. So this is all where birya comes up in the Rishonim, the Gemara and the Rishonim. There is another context where it comes up, and that is Hilchas Brachos. Tosfos brings this in Brachos Daf Lamites, where Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, we know for a bracha achrona, one needs a shear. Bracha Rishona, you don't need a shear, any amount. But bracha achrona, one requires a shear. What happens if somebody has less than a shear, but it's a whole item? It's a whole item, let's say one grape. One grape. So Tosfos and Brachos Lamites quotes the Yerushalmi, that on one on a birya, one grape, one olive, you make an ala eitz afterwards. V'kar mishem birya, dafilo achal ala preta achas shel einav, o preta achas shel rimon, boi bruche. Mishem de birya mevarach and afilo pachas mikazayas. V'cholek al gemara didan, and that's against our gemara, says Tosfos in this first day. Kidemash mahacha, here it's mashma, and this gemara sounds like if you eat a whole, if you don't have a whole olive, even if you eat a whole olive, if it's too small, it's too small. So we must not pass like the Yerushalmi. And then Tosfos says, maybe not. Maybe we could put the Yerushalmis together. Our Gemara is talking about where it was salted, and therefore it's not whole. But if you would have a whole one, it would be chashuv. So again, 2 days in Tosfos, whether the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, and how do we paskin Lamaisa? Lamaiska, we are machmir. We're machmir. The Shulchan Aruch recommends never just to eat one grape or one seed of a pomegranate. Simen reish yud. Simen reish yud in Arachayim. Ha'ochel pachas mikazayas. Bein mipas, bein misharachalim. Vashos epa mirevias. If you drink less than the shear, mevarech tchila bracha re'u yaloso amin. You make the bracha rishona. Ula'achra vein mevarech klau. And afterwards you do not. V'yesh mistafkim lomar. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the suffix of Tosfos. V'yesh mistafkim lomar. Al davar shehu kibir yaso. Shkagon garger shel einav o shel rimon. You would make a bracha, just like birya in Isurim, maybe birya in Hilchos Brachos. Some say that, says the Shulchan Aruch. Lakach tov li zoher, nachon li zoher, shlo lecho birya pachos mikazayas. Don't eat it less than a kazayas, don't eat one grape. Velo mikri birya, it's only a birya if it's whole, it's not crushed up, but if you took out the seed, you took out the garin, lo mikri birya. Veish mistafke note, on the Shulchan Aruch continues. But again, that's a crucial suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Avadia wonders, does this only apply to the Shivas Haminim? He quotes all the different deos. What about, right, even one seed in a pomegranate, the Tosfos says. What about one wedge of an orange? That's his question. Yabia Omer Cheleches Simen Chafei. One wedge of an orange, right, is the question. Again, it has to be, all this is only if it's, like the Shulchan Aruch says, only if it's Shalem B'Shas HaBracha. If it's not shalem, so then, you know, it's not going to work. But the Rav Avadia says, in Yabia Omer, he quotes, V'nere she'ochel pelach shal tapuz, choshev nami birya, k'mo ochel preda shal rimon echad, u'k'mo kitnis achas, avo b'shar b'gedilim b'shar bit echad. Right, he thinks it is, and therefore, one should be careful not just to eat one, because it gets into an issue of suffering. One additional sugya that is parallel. Again, we've been talking about, right, the Gemara spoke about less than a kazayas, or less than a shear by Avodah Zarah, and we spoke about size, but it also has to do with value. Also, less value, there's a parallel discussion. We know that a kli has a special significance. What if you have a kli that's worth less than a sheva pruta in sugyas that you require a kli? So this is a comment of the Rashba. The Rashba in Shvuas on Daf Lamed Tes discusses whether the halachas that require a pruta would apply if you have a kli that's worth less than a pruta. So he says, maybe. because a kli itself has inner significance, even if it's worth less than a pruta. So for yeshivas dayanim, dayanim won't come to court unless it's the din is at least about a pruta. What if it's about a kli that's worth less than a pruta? Says the Rashba, the Ef Shalomer, to call kli, kivin shu roi lamalachto, chashivu kapruta, the yeser mi pruta, the yoshan alava dayanim, the Ef Shar, and then he adds, af le'inyin kiddushin kain, maybe even regarding kiddushin. A man could give a woman a kli that's worth less than a shavah pruta, and it could count for kiddushin. He has that suffix. Ve'efshar. Kamosha konim b'kli avo b'shem bo shavah pruta, just like he could use it for chalipin. Ve'efshar tekinyim mishum kesefu. And maybe it's mishum kesef and it would work. So that's a suffix of the Rashba. The Rambam says b'feirish that by kiddushin it does not work. You need a pruta. You need a pruta's worth, whether it's money or whether it's a kli. Even though linyan shvua, he might agree. So again, you might have different requirements in different areas of halacha. But again, this is a similar idea to birya, something that's smaller than the regular amount or worth less, but because of its inner significance, inherent significance, it can get over the minimum of what you need in the specific halachic context. Okay, we will stop here.